What's up, my people? It's Sam here, and today I want to talk about, you know, what to do when things are falling apart.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And I always come at you guys with something interesting, something fun, something encouraging and exciting, and honestly, I mean, that's what life should be. It should be exciting, it should be fun, it should be adventurous, it should be interesting. But you know, that's not what life is all about. There are a lot of, you know, downsides to it. There's a lot of, you know, parts where you really feel like dying. Or if you haven't, you know, experienced that part yet, I promise you, it's on its way. There are several down times, and so that's what I'm dedicating this podcast for. You know, I always come your way with exciting, fun, happy, you know. But today I just want to come, I just want to tell you that the journey of being arisen, the journey of you know, chasing your dreams and aspirations and whatever you want to do, it's not smooth all the time. It's not smooth. There are times when you feel like, man, it's now time for me to give up, or you know, I don't think I can do this anymore, or you know, there are several. You just fill in the blank, right? And what I want to tell you, I guess this will be a very short podcast, but what I want to tell you right now is that it's okay. It's okay to, you know, go through those processes. I mean, it's part of the journey. And I know it sounds very cliche. You've heard it before. And, you know, it probably has lost its value. But trust me, everyone goes through that. That's, you know, that magnitude. The magnitude is very relative to whatever problem you are looking to solve. But trust me, it's there. And so, you know, sometimes you go through it and you think you're the only person going through it, and you think life is unfair to you. And I just want to tell you that it's so understandable. You have to go through that process. So that's the first thing I want to tell you. I don't know, I just feel like putting this episode out. I don't know, I just feel in my spirit that I just need to talk to somebody on this concept of, you know, when things are falling apart, when you don't seem like, you know, making any headway. I just want to tell you that it's okay. It's okay to go through that. It's painful. It's hurtful. It's very scary sometimes, but I just want to tell you it's okay. And secondly, what I want to tell you is that, you know, try and surround yourself with positivity. Positivity, you know, because, you know, we always say that we are the average of the five people among us and stuff like that. But the reason that principle works is because of, you know, the mindset you surround yourself with. The people you surround yourself with are going to uplift you or, you know, put you down, right? And so if you are in distress, you are in, you know, whatever, it could be a financial problem, relationship problem, any form of, you know, any form of problem or issue or anything you are currently going through and nothing seems to be working, try and surround yourself with positivity. And for me, the number one way I always look at positivity is not to, you know, just, you know, have this whole cliche thing about mindset. No, what I do is I put myself in the shoes of a fish. And this is something I learned from one of my mentors. He said, whenever he's going through, you know, family issues, relationship issues, financial issues, any kind of issue, what he tries to think about is, you know, he's a human being. He didn't end up being a fish. And the angle in which he's going from at this point is that, you know, he believes that, you know, There were so many orchestrations that happened before he became a human being, right? His parents had to definitely meet somewhere. He wasn't an angel. His parents had to meet somewhere. And before the parents met, there were several things that happened before they met, right? Maybe they were schooling together, or they met somewhere. And that was also orchestrated. It was something that was planned, right? And so everything leading up to he being a human being, he being, you know, alive right now, alone, it's enough to conquer any form of, you know, darkness inside his life. And when he told me that, whenever I put myself in that perspective, it's a whole lot of fresh air around me. currently, we are going through some issues here and there, but, you know, I just put myself in that perspective, and all of a sudden I feel very light off. The pressure is off my shoulders. I can breathe. I just want to tell you that, you know, surrounding yourself with positivity, it's gonna go a long way. And one way of doing that is, you know, just putting yourself in that perspective that you could have turned out to be a fish, or you could have turned out to be a table, or a flower, or a TV, or a computer, or your phone. But luckily for you, right, you turned out to be a human being. So that means you have a chance. Because guess what? A table cannot have a second chance. It's a table. It's a freaking table. A TV cannot have another chance. It's messed up. But a human being would always probably have a chance. Probably have, you know, something next in line coming up. You just have to be ready for it. Okay, so that's what I want to tell you. Surrounding yourself with positivity, putting yourself in the mindset of you being a human being, it's a huge achievement for you. It's a huge achievement. And that's putting yourself in that perspective is going to go a long way. And also, you know, try getting people who are also on the same journey as you. Try to get them, you know, very close around you. Because guess what? If you are in trouble and they're also in trouble, and then, you know, you're all doing the same thing, you realize that you are not alone. And if you are not alone, you realize that, you know, life is not just unfair to you, it's unfair to everybody, right? And on the plus side too, if you're going through distress and then you have all these people around you who are actually doing things to actually get themselves off the ground, and you having them around you would also give you the limelight. I mean, would give you, you know, kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel. If you could see it, then that means, you know, you still have the energy to push through. Okay, just see yourself as, you know, being in a tunnel, and you going through the dark side and then seeing a light ahead of you. That is how I envision, you know, having people surround you, because you know you're not alone, and when you know you're not alone, you know, you it'll be difficult for you to give up. And so I hope this episode is going to go a long way to help somebody. I don't know, but I really wish I knew who it was for, but I just felt like, you know, doing this episode, and I hope it helped you. Even if it didn't, please, you know, forward it out to somebody who may be going through any form of distress, any form of problem, issue. You know, let a person know it's okay. It's okay to go through it. You know, there are different magnitudes of it in terms of the kind of issue and problem you're going through. I mean, it's very relative to the kind of solution you're looking for. But trust me, there's a solution ahead. You just have to prepare yourself. You just have to make yourself ready to, you know, accept whatever challenge you have currently and then push on. And another thing I said was to surround yourself with positivity. One way is to use the fish perspective, right? Just think about it. You ended up being a human being, so you have a second chance. You have something to do. You have, at least you're still breathing. You have life. It just basically means that there's an opportunity coming again. So just keep be on the lookout for it, and be receptive to any form of opportunity that comes your way. And then lastly, surround yourself with more positive people. People who would drive you. People who are on the same journey as you. Because it's going to help you to push and push and push. And at the end of the day, you're going to find the light at the end of the tunnel. I hope it helps. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen. Ooh.
Wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the 5 people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I have made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana, and to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number pairing to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Life Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlife.online. www.livingthearisenlife.online. And I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.